And we're going to talk a little gambling. And here's what I want to say about that. If gambling were easy, everybody would do it, and it would not be called gambling. It would be known as investing. But it's not easy, and everybody does not do it. Picking games is one of the toughest things that anybody can do, especially against the spread. Ask my guy, Trevor Price. He put on an absolute fade clinic 2 seasons ago. A fade clinic that we delighted in replaying over and over and over again is my man doinked 7 straight picks. 7 straight picks over a 3-week period.
The price is wrong, bitch.
He went 0 for 7. This is a former NFL player who went 0 for 7 picking NFL games. A great player with a beautiful mind. And he went 0 for 7. This is how hard it is to pick NFL games against the spread. Since then, the Jungle's very own digital content director, James Kelly, a.k.a. the Flight Deck, a.k.a. the Big Head, has stepped up to fill the prognosticator void. And he's been doing a damn good job since. Last week, without a preseason to go off of, the deck swung through the jungle and straight cold-cocked his bookie right in the head. Check this out.
I love the Steelers at the Giants. I hit them at -5. I love the Steelers.
Roethlisberger looks right. Knocked down. Still fighting for the end zone is Washington. He's in. The Steelers take the lead.
That's all there is to it. A winner.
Saints are -3.5. Are you taking them?
Yeah, I'm going to because I think they will be geeked up for Tom Brady. So I'm going to hit the Saints -3.5.
This one's packed. Back the other way for the touchdown. It's Janoris Jenkins. A pick six.
Just like that. That's all there is to it. A winner.
Detroit v. Chicago. Do you trust Mitch enough to take the 3 points that are available to you?
I do. I'm going to take Mitch. I'm going to ride Mitchell Trubisky here, Jim, in +3.
And the game is over, and the Chicago Bears stage a dramatic fourth quarter turnaround.
Bam. Just like that. That's all there is to it.
Bolts, Bengals. Bolts are -3. Who you got there?
I'm going to take the Chargers on the road -3.
Field goal try by Bullock to tie it. Oh, he missed! He missed! Oh, and he may have pulled a hamstring or a...
Is there anything else you like?
Colts, -7.5 at Jacksonville. I think they cover easily, -7.5.
Minshew puts an air under it wide open. He's tall for the touchdown. And Jacksonville retakes the lead.
The Flight Deck, 3-1-1. 3 wins, a loss, and a push. Nailed the Steelers, the Saints, the Bears. Lost on the Colts. And like everybody else, he pushed on the Chargers. You know, you got to do better than 50%, which is not easy to do, to make money. The deck murdered that number in week 1. Let's bring him back. Let's see if he can keep this thing going. James Kelly joining me right now. Hey, bro, I know you might not be able to hear me, what with all that money in your hand, but how you living right now, Big Head?
I was actually having problems hearing you until that Gardner Minshew highlight played over and over, and now I got pretty good reception, Jim.
Good. Hey, listen, really quickly, watching last night's game, how much sweat do you think all of America had overall as Joe Burrow worked his way down the field at the end of that game for the Bengals?
It's funny because people who get down get it, and people who don't have no clue how many people were sitting on the edge of their seats last night watching Burrow do what he did. Look, the Browns should have covered that game, but... For the people that bet on him, it hurts. But the Bengals fans and the Bengals bettors, man, they're elated for the whole thing. And usually throughout the whole season, they do make up for themselves. So it is what it is, I guess.
And what it was an all-time backdoor. All right, so let's get right into it. Rams -1 over Philly. This particular line, Flight Deck, has moved around like crazy, right?
Yeah, it actually started out. You could have gotten the Rams at +3 here, Jim.
Wow.
When they dropped the line. Yeah, +3. And now I'm still going to take them at -1. That's how much I think the Rams will win. Look, I would think The last thing the Eagles want to see this week is Aaron Donald, especially after they gave up 8 sacks and 15 quarterback hits in the opener against Washington. And now they have Donald coming to town, so I'm going to ride them. I know Philly's O-line is banged up and injured. They get Lane Johnson back at right tackle and Miles Sanders in the backfield. That should help, but, dude, Carson Wentz, man, he just seems like he's regressed a little bit. And I think Goff might be able to get a couple good plays against that Eagles secondary. They upgraded the Eagles secondary in the offseason, but the Washington football team's not exactly the best template to see how good they are. So I think Goff and the Rams minus one, Jim.
Listen, you know why you think that Wentz has regressed a little bit? Because he's getting the holy crap beat out of him because there's nobody in front of him. But I love that line.
That
is line,
accurate.
That line started plus three, and it's minus one, and you still like the Rams. All right, what about the Niners? They're coming off a tough loss to the Cards, but they're going up against the pathetic Jets. Niners minus seven. Who you got?
Yeah, there will be one brilliant offensive mind there this weekend at MetLife Stadium on Sunday, and it's not Adam Gase, Kyle Shanahan. I'm going to go with the 49ers.
They're
just
jokes.
A much better team, obviously, right? And here's the thing. The 49ers didn't look good against the Cardinals, but it's a perfect – I mean, the Jets are the perfect answer for anybody. And I think Kyle will get enough points going. He's short on some weapons, and I'm not sure if George Kittle goes this week, but Jimmy G should be able to expose that Jets secondary. The secondary is like the team, Jim. The Jets are just bad. They're bad overall. And Sam Darnold doesn't have Kyler Murray's legs. So I think San Francisco wins here, and they win big. I'm taking San Francisco minus seven.
Niners minus seven against the Jets. Yeah, no. All right, then you got the Cards and the Washington football team. James, I could not be more impressed with the way Washington came back on Philly. Ultra brass. However, I could not be more impressed, period, with the Cardinals. I mean, I don't play favorites. You know this. You've worked here a long time. Kyler Murray might be my favorite football player right now. Cards minus 6.5 against an inspired Washington football team. Who you got?
Yeah, I'm going with Cards here. I love him. I love Kyler Murray. I'm going minus 6.5. Look, Washington, like you said, they were great last week and they're well coached, but overall as a team, I just don't think they're that good. But that defensive line is good, and they actually remind you of the 49ers young talent there. I mean, they have a lot there. And Kyler Murray, who I am as high on as you are, he's got to do exactly what he did to the 49ers last week, Jim, and extend plays and make plays happen. He's the one that beat the 49ers last week with his legs. He's got to do that against this Washington pass rush. And he's got a massive advantage on the outside at DeAndre Hopkins. He's just got to extend these plays to get to him. Like I said, Washington did play good last week, but I think the Cards D look better than they did last year. I think Chandler Jones goes off. I'm going minus 6.5, Jim, Cards at home.
All right, so write all of that down. He's got them minus 6.5 at home. James Kelly, the flight deck. He went 3-1-1 last week. Is there anything else? Like I said, we don't play favorites around here. Hey, look, we don't play favorites around here, but if I were to ask you point blank, who is your favorite MMAer right now? Who would you say?
I would say Khabib at 2.0, Jim, and he's fighting again this week. But I can't get his odds on it. He's still minus 450 on odds this week. So I'm actually going to hit Colby Covington on the UFC fight. He's got a little bit better odds. They're not great, but I think it's a pretty safe bet. I think Colby Covington wins here. And like you said, is there anything else, dude? There's NBA basketball. There's the U.S. Open. I think I'm going to get down on the U.S. Open pretty quick here.
What do you like?
At Wingfoot. I think I'll probably hedge with either Justin Thomas. Well, I'll hedge with Justin Thomas at plus 350. And then I'm looking at Bryson DeChambeau at plus 1,000 right now. So I think I'll probably hit both of those guys. I just need Thomas to make sure he doesn't pull a lefty and melt down the back nine at Wingfoot again like he did in 06.
Is there anything that you will not bet, dude? We just covered football, MMA, golf, basketball. We know that you are getting down on the weather during the pandemic. Is there anything that you will not bet?
If I'm watching, I'm betting, Jim. I'm throwing down. So I got plenty of open bets right now on my account.
All right. James Kelly, the flight deck. Have a great weekend, bro. And I'll try to text you at 5 a.m. on Sunday, but no promises. All right. There you got his picks. You got it. Nice job. The deck is paying attention to everything. Makes me laugh when he talks U.S. Open. Like he bets golf and pretty effectively. He's got a gigantic head. He loves the Cards. How about that Rams line? The Rams started at +3 and they're -1, and he's still taking them at -1. Do you agree or not? It's not a matter of do you agree or not. Do you want to get paid? And the disclaimer now, those picks are for entertainment purposes only and show content. Got that? Just know that if you had translated and converted that entertainment and content into actual picks last week, you would have been paid. He went 3-1-1. When we come back, Jordan Poyer, Buffalo Bills DB, joins me. Good job, James Kelly. Let's see how he does. Follow along with him this weekend.